Offside.
Alternativni zik. Na parlamentarnih volitvah v nemški zvezni državi Turingija je skoraj 33% glasov zmagala skrajno desna z Alternativa za Nemčijo. Hkrati so potekale volitve na Saškem. Tam je največ glasov, 32%, dobila Krščansko-demokratska unija, krajše CDU. Alternativa za Nemčijo oziroma AfD je bila druga z okrog 5% manj. Zmaga v Turingiji je AfD zabeležila prvo volilno zmago na deželni ravni od ustanovitve stranke pred 11 leti. Volitve v Turingiji pomenijo prvo zmago skrajno desne stranke na deželnih volitvah od poraza Tretjega rajha in sicer v zvezni deželi, kjer je vlado, čeprav manjšinsko, vodila leva stranka Die Linke. Pred 5 leti je osvojila 31%, na tokratnih volitvah pa zgolj 13% glasov. Na volitvah sta jo poleg desnih alternativcev prehitela še CDU s 23% glasov in zavezništvo Zare Wagenknecht, krajše BSW, s 16% glasov. Nik Alipur, berlinski dopisnik portala Jurektiv, meni, da na tej točki uspeh AfD ne pomeni več velike spremembe.
I don't think we have seen a complete turnaround regarding the successes of the far right in Eastern Germany. In fact, the results have been consistently better each time for the AfD. It's a trend. And this time, I don't think we have witnessed a massive gain for the far right. It was a few percentage points. But what has changed, I guess, what has complicated things is the parallel rise, the sudden rise, one could say, of the far left, of the populist left, the breakaway from the left Linke, namely the Alliance Sarah Wagenknecht. That new party came sort of out of nowhere earlier last year, and it has just contributed to a complete fragmentation of the party landscape in Eastern Germany, where people voted for the BSW in large numbers for such a new party. So not only have we got then a strong AfD that gained a few points, but also a very strong BSW that stole support from the Linke, so the established parties formally. Including the Linke, if you will, are just now reduced to really small fringe parties, while most, almost half, in fact, of voters in Thuringia have voted for populist parties, namely the AfD and BSW.
Jerg Mihael Dostal, profesor na fakulteti za upravo na Nacionalni univerzi v Seulu, pojasnjuje, da glavne teme na volitvah tokrat niso bile regijske, ampak nacionalne.
Both regions, the main issues were clearly national rather than regional. I would say the three most important topics were a mass migration to Germany and the decline of the social fabric, a topic that the other, the current government is strongly associated with. The second main topic was the economic crisis and deindustrialization, which is partially due to the high energy prices after the German government's decision to cancel the energy deliveries from Russia. And the third point is the rejection of many East Germans, in particular of weapons deliveries to Ukraine or of any transfer of taxpayers' money to this war zone. I think recent opinion polls have shown that 2/3 of East Germans oppose the militarization of this conflict and instead demand diplomacy and compromise solution in order to end the war as soon as possible. That goes again totally against the policies of the current national government and particularly against the policies of the Green Party, that has turned itself from a formerly pacifistic organization into a kind of transatlantic lobby group that is essentially advancing the interests of the United States and Germany.
AfD je med kampanjo delala predvsem na antisistemski retoriki.
I would say that the AfD is de facto a systemic opposition party. That means Björn Höcke doesn't really need any policies because it is clear that the other parties will combine to keep the AfD out of government at almost any cost. That's actually a very convenient position for the AfD and Björn Höcke to be in. I personally think that he said hardly anything about practical issues other than that he would immediately remove welfare from migrants in his region. Other than that, the AfD is also associated with policies that would demand Germany to withdraw assistance from Ukraine, military assistance. I think that the position of the AfD is very comfortable because they don't really have to do anything other than to sort of collect the large-scale disappointment of many East Germans with the current government and the general situation in Germany.
Die Linke, stranki, ki je bila popularna na območju nekdanje Nemške demokratične republike, je vodilno mesto med strankami, ki veljajo za leve, speljalo zavezništvo Zare Wagenknecht, ki je stranko zapustilo lani. Milijonarka Wagenknecht se predstavlja kot konzervativna levičarka in kombinira protimigrantsko politiko s podporo socialni državi. Več o njeni politiki pojasni Alipur.
Sara Wagenknecht is indeed the leader of a new left conservative party. That is how she branded herself in the past. Now she is a bit more critical about using the label left, but overall that's what she calls herself. And she has gone through great lengths in presenting herself as a, so to speak, legitimate or appropriate alternative to the AfD, the far-right AfD, for voters that are disappointed with the establishment and with national politics. And in that sense, she likes to say that it's good that the BSW attracts so many disappointed voters because they shouldn't go to the AfD, which she also sort of rejects, and which she said she would not actually go into coalition with. That said, there is indeed an overlap between Sara Wagenknecht's worldview and that of the AfD, and there is some scientific evidence as well that some voters who formerly voted for the AfD are now voting for the BSW because not only are they disappointed, but there's also an ideological overlap. And that is the conservative element of that party. And the conservative element is her rather tough on crime, tough on migration attitude. So for a left party, they're particularly outspoken about reducing migration, something that other left parties are not really touching because they don't consider this a winning subject for them. Another thing that is quite interesting where there's an overlap is that the BSW is more conciliatory towards Russia, as is the AfD. So they reject sanctions on Russia and they reject weapon deliveries to Ukraine. So overall, you see there is a sort of the authoritarian leanings, so in terms of their social policy, are actually quite appealing to AfD voters. And on that is what differentiates Sara Wagenknecht from her former party, the left. On the other hand, they are economically quite left-wing. So here we've got the left-conservative label in a nutshell.
Dostal pojasnjuje, da je Die Linke Zari Wagenknecht odstopila mesto antisistemske levice.
The left, in a way, used to be the major systemic opposition party, particularly in the 1990s. But since then, it has become, in many ways, a normal left, center-left party. Perhaps one could say they have gone woke, i.e. nowadays they are mostly progressive liberals, rather than to focus on social issues and on issues that are traditionally associated with the left party with a Marxist heritage. I think the other major point that worked against the left is that they are associated with demands for open borders, One could say these are utopian policies because unlimited migration would in practice mean increased competition for housing, the pushing down of wages, and finally the undermining of the welfare state. There is a major conflict between open borders and sufficient welfare state policies for people who have actually paid into the system in the past. And I think many people think there is simply not enough to go around and expect the left party to be more realistic. Another point that was of regional significance was that the regional prime minister of the left party, Bodo Ramelow, has broken ranks with the rest of his party leadership by individually favoring the delivery of weapons to Ukraine, which I think made him very unpopular, particularly with his fellow party members, and also, so to speak, isolated him from the majority of East Germans who do not wish to be associated with, so to speak, the steering up of this war and don't wish any German involvement in it.
Alipur meni, da je razlog za uspeh Wagenknecht prav njena kulturno-konzervativna in protimigrantska politika.
What this means in particular is that we might be witnessing a paradigm shift on the left, and in particular the far left in Germany. The Eastern, you know, previously a large part of Die Linke's voters came from Eastern Germany, and you know that Die Linke was the successor party to the former East Germany's dominant socialist party, the SED. And so a lot of the voters sort of were part of that old old Eastern German establishment that continued to vote for Die Linke. Well, it seems that many of those voters have now migrated to the BSW. So a lot of the core voters of Die Linke are, at least at this election, they were gone. Meaning, in the future, it's possible that we just see BSW replacing Die Linke as the dominant party on the left. The most likely reason is that Die Linke has overall become just a very socially progressive party. And while the sort of former core sort of Eastern German voters of Die Linke were economically left-wing, they're probably not as socially progressive as Die Linke has become. Die Linke really is a hub for now people to the left of the Greens in social matters. And that did not appeal to the, if you will, rather conservative Eastern German voter base of Die Linke.
Kako je visoka podpora konzervativni in skrajno desni politiki na vzhodu države povezana z zgodovino po združitvi Nemčije, pojasni Dostal.
One can say that Germany, 35 years after the so-called unification, is still politically deeply divided. The East German political system is totally different from the West German political system. The issues are different, and the only parts where there is, if you like, organic mixing of West and East Germans might be in some fashionable East German cities, of which there are, however, not very many. So overall, I would think that one can say that East Germans feel still strongly structurally disadvantaged in all fields. For example, they own less money. They clearly own less property. For example, there is practically no large-scale East German-owned enterprise in East Germany. Instead, the productive infrastructure was almost completely taken over by West Germans. Another major long-standing issue is that East Germans lack fair representation in leadership positions, first within German society in general, but even within East Germany. Most of the decision makers in East Germany are people who got their employment after unification and derived from West German networks, while East Germans really have hardly any position in most fields, particularly the economic field.
V Turingiji sta drugi dve stranki zvezne države poleg CDU in Die Linke, zeleni in socialdemokrati, skupaj prejeli manj kot 10% glasov. Na Saškem so z izjemo CDU vse vladne stranke prejele 1% glasov, zavezništvo Zare Wagenknecht pa 11% glasov. Tako niti v Turingiji, niti na Saškem stranke zvezne koalicije ne morejo same oblikovati večine, potrebujejo zavezništvo z Wagenknecht. Stranka Zare Wagenknecht bi lahko postala ena najmočnejših strank na tako imenovani levici, če njen antisistemski imidž preživi koalicijo z vladno CPU, meni Dostal.
In this context, the main strategic problem of the Wagenknecht party is that the main concern of Zare Wagenknecht is to make the BSW a major political force in the next national parliament. If she is seen now to compromise on issues that the predominantly left-wing supporters of BSW consider problematic, that could be worse for her in terms of mobilizing for the all-important federal elections. On the other hand, if this is plays out well for Wagenknecht and her supporters, I think everything is possible. By now, the German party system is so destabilized that it is at least theoretically possible that BSW could become the strongest left party in Germany. The SPD is practically finished. It's an empty organization. The support for the SPD has been crumbling. Wagenknecht is particularly focusing on the issues that in the past would have been of major concern for SPD voters regarding welfare policies, particularly pensions, the idea that the German pension system is not paying sufficiently high pensions for people who have actually been employed for most of their life. She often demands more a pension system that would be, let's say, more similar to the Austrian one, which is considerably more generous. Of course, voters will wonder what is really going to come out of it. I personally, as I said, think that there is no interest whatsoever of anyone other than the AfD supporters to talk to the AfD at the current point. Because of this, I also think that the AfD might continue to play the easy role of the anti-systemic force. And if the socio-economic crisis in Germany further deteriorates, I would expect this to further pay for the AfD in terms of its electoral vote share.
Vse stranke, vključno z BSV, so se zavezale, da v koalicijo z alternativo za Nemčijo ne bodo šle. Njen kandidat za deželnega premijeja v Turingiji, Björn Höcke, na drugi strani trdi, da jim kot zmagovalcem volitev sestava vlade pripada. O strategiji AfD za naslednji mandat razmišlja Alipur.
The AfD has made it clear after the election that they believe they should be in charge of the new government. They have appealed to all the other parties. They have pleaded with them to include them at the first press conference that took place the day after the election. But I do think that they know that themselves that this is almost impossible to happen at this point. We're not at a point yet where the parties of the establishment or the centrist parties in Germany are ready to include the AfD in any sort of government, or let alone make the very radical leader Björn Höcke the Prime Minister of Thuringia. So I think at the moment, everything that is happening is working in the AfD's favour. If they're being excluded from government, they're banking on the fact that this will outrage people, especially if we have an ideologically unstable coalition between the centre-right and the hard left. And we have had an indication that they will just basically wait it out over this period, continue to play the anti-establishment card, and hope that at the next election, things will have changed so much and have become deteriorated so much that they will get close to an absolute majority and just become impossible to avoid, to shun in government anymore. In fact, that's also what they said at the press conference. They said, if you don't include us, then we will see 50% for the AfD at the next election. Now, I don't know about all that, but that is, I think, the strategy for the AfD at the moment.
Offside je pripravil Matej.